Previously on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
So is Dash moving supplies to make Pyronite for Loveless? And did Rangiel find out and then, you know, didn't want to be involved and now he's being silenced? Can I commune with the river, like with Ustrasila through the river and try to find something out about Rangel since he was a river merchant?
Yeah.
Dang.
That's what I want to try.
Okay.
Brittany.
Brittany came to play.
Just some river osmosis of knowledge type of a thing. Right. Okay. Do you say any prayers to Gozre or to Ustrasila?
By the tide and the tempest, give me knowledge.
Ooh. Yeah.
Amen. He's innocent of punching water.
He's innocent of being cruel to the river.
Yeah.
Greg?
Yes.
You're going to speak with the shield marshals.
Yeah, this is the hard thing, is like, who am I going to be, like, disguised as?
Is Varg going?
Yes.
All right.
Nice.
Are you also wearing a hat of disguise?
No.
Okay.
Yes, I am. I will aid.
Yep, you can aid this assistant to the courier.
I wasn't asking, he says.
This is going to be fun. Keep it spicy over there, big guy.
15 total.
Okay. That's horrible.
That's an aid.
Can I get your name?
Yes. It is Charles the Third Landervander.
And your assistant's name?
Oh, I am Sir Wallace Ingramatus, sir.
Well, and how do I spell that?
My assistant Gomak will tell you how to spell that.
You have to excuse my assistant. He is not as schooled as most of us have the privilege of being.
That's great. It's so good.
He murdered another river merchant, is what I have written down here in my book. A gentleman by the name of Babalui Bingo Bopper.
Wow.
That is a lot of B's. How do you spell
that? Well, he's a gnome.
He's a gnome. That actually tracks.
Baba Louie Bingo Bopper? Yeah, I don't have to spell that for you. I'm not legally obligated.
Who led the investigation?
Oh, well, it was Angelique Loveless.
It's time for another holdup.
You want to hold up the stagecoach before it gets to the bridge.
Yeah, likewise, yep.
So we got a 31 from Darnayru, an 18 from Luton, a 17 from Kairos, and a 21 from Varg. Those will be your initiative rolls.
No. Okay.
Next week when we see what happens. Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, where I have recently rewatched Growing Pains with a whole new perspective.
Show me that smile. Ooh,
show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying.
We're nowhere.
When I was a kid, and
is it because of the documentary that came out?
No, the dad in the Growing Pains was always such a menace to Kirk Cameron.
Okay.
Right? After you rewatch a few episodes of Growing Pains as a 44-year-old man with a 21-year-old kid, you're like, oh.
Your perspective is a whole lot different.
Oh, I get it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like
he got away with a lot.
A lot, bro. He was the menace.
He was the menace.
And his dad had dolphin head.
Dolphin
massive
head?
Massive forehead.
That's not a thing.
You could watch a whole movie of Corpus. His thoughts.
You could project a movie on his.
We're talking about Growing Pains?
Yeah. Look at that guy's freaking dolphin
I'm pulling
head.
It up right now.
Dolphin head.
No. Was it? You want a fish boy? You want another fish? Do a jump.
Oh, man.
I can't believe you.
I'm sorry. Yeah. If you're a dolphin-headed person out there.
Yeah, if you're out there.
You belong.
There's a place for you in the ocean.
They gave me caffeine between games, so.
Yeah, Alan Thicke.
Look at that boy's head.
I mean, it was Kirk Cameron always trying to get away with stuff. Yeah. He got away with so much.
He did.
Yeah.
Don't waste another minute on your cranium. I'm sorry. That's shallow.
That's
so shallow.
It's funny, though.
Isn't Alan Thicke canceled, too?
No, he is canceled.
Was he?
He is canceled right now.
Okay. Yeah.
His son is Robin Thicke. That was a whole thing.
Are there any other shows that you guys have ever, have watched recently that you enjoyed when you were a youth? And now,
a youth.
Now that you have youths, now that you have two youths.
Two youths.
That's well, another one. If you rewatch My Cousin Vinny as an adult, so you're like, this is one of the best movies
Marissa
ever.
Marissa Tomei, are you kidding me?
I only watched that.
Wow.
I only watched that as an adult because I had my it was on my pile of shame list, and my wife's like, this is one of my favorite movies. I watched it as an adult and loved
it. Wait, back up.
Yeah. I know, dude. I had never seen it.
What's the pile of shame list?
Yeah, tell us.
Those movies you haven't watched that you're ashamed of?
You've never heard of the pile of shame
list? No, I have one. Godfather on the top of my pile of shame
list. I'm done. I'm out of this show. You've never seen The Godfather?
Exactly. Shame me, please. It's on my pile.
It's
you can't make me feel worse.
You haven't seen The Godfather?
I haven't seen it either.
Let's watch it together.
Okay.
I'll watch it with you.
I want to watch it with you. I want to watch your faces as you actually become adults.
I don't
want
to see either of you.
No, I haven't. Listen. I haven't seen it in a single sitting, I haven't seen all of them.
Greg can't watch a movie that's more than 70 minutes long. You guys know that, right?
I can, too.
It depends on the movie.
Do you mogwai out?
Off he goes.
No, Greg shares the belief with me that you get 90 minutes for a movie.
If I'm not hooked in 90 minutes, oh my gosh.
No, it's if I'm not hooked in 10 minutes, then I can make it 90 minutes.
The Revenant.
I'll give it longer
Have you seen The Revenant?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That's 5 hours long.
That's too long.
Never mind. I thought you were talking about The Remnant.
I want to answer your question.
Don't.
Alf. I watched Alf.
Alf's another good one.
It changed the perspective?
It is weird. I can't stand it.
It's weird.
I don't like it. It gives me the heebs.
Here's the premise. The scientist figures out that an alien lands on their house.
Yeah.
It's a furry alien that eats cats.
Yes.
Yes.
He begins to live in their house, speaks like he's from Chicago.
Right.
And lives in their house. And you see him run around the house. You've seen those cut scenes where he's running around?
It's
terrifying. I'd take care of that thing so fast. It'd be over. We'd skin it, eat it, call it a day. We're not living that day. I'd live.
Make some kebabs.
Store some in the freezer.
Disgusting. Uh-huh.
It's funny because most of the time he was like
a puppet.
An advanced Muppet. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's be real, though. All of the original Muppet stuff.
Terrifying.
A little weird to go back and watch.
Terrifying.
Yeah. Like you watch most of the Jim Henson things.
Dark.
A lot darker than I remember.
Like what? Like the Dark Crystal?
The Dark Crystal.
Fraggle Rock.
I grew up watching that show.
That's a dark story.
Bruh.
I don't like it.
Dun, 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 dun. We live under the earth, Mikey.
Yeah.
Dark Crystal is a given, but...
When I was four and I sat down and was shown that movie because my grandparents were like, this is great. It's Muppets.
Yeah.
It's going to be so
it's for
fun.
Kids.
And I had nightmares about Skeksis until I was like 8 years old. Yeah.
80s parents, you guys did a bad job, dude.
It was most of the 80s movies.
Yeah.
Because you think about even like a Never-Ending Story movie. I still love it. Now it's playing in the theaters and at some point in the near future, they're replaying it. Yeah.
Oh,
also The Fifth Element, which I'm really excited about.
That's
my faves. But no, like you go back and watch it and you're like, this is actually really scary. The Never-Ending Story.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And is just heart wrenching.
Oh, the darkness is getting them in the.
Fight the sadness, Artax.
So good.
What a horrifying way to start an episode.
Yeah.
Artax references always make people feel so warm and fuzzy.
That was solid back then.
That was great. He did a great job.
Fantastic.
I thought for real, his horse is gone forever.
Oh, yeah.
It is gone forever.
I think it did. I think they might have actually.
Did you notice at the end? Did you notice?
It was the 80s.
In the end of the movies, it didn't say no animals were harmed in the making of
the movie. It just said one animal was harmed in the making of the movie.
There was one. Artax.
Still in the bottom of the.
Swamp of Sorrows.
Swamp of Sorrows set that they made.
Which is actually in Kentucky.
You can go there on a field trip and dig up horse bones as part of your experience.
Oh, my God.
No, that's awful.
Right over here is where they filmed the last great day of Artax. You can see it right now.
Played by my horse Dandelion.
And then you grew up thinking, like, quicksand is going to be a much bigger problem.
It's going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
You never know.
I was terrified. I was terrified.
It was because of
the
Never-Ending Story.
Yes, it was.
It was because of Princess Bride.
That was the lightning quicksand. That was a different, because that at least kill you quick.
Anyone else on that scene hold your breath for some reason? As he's sinking?
Oh, yeah.
I gotta breathe.
Yeah.
The one that got me was Labyrinth, the Bog of Eternal Stench in Labyrinth.
That's my son's room.
Oh,
Hey, I'm here all week, come on.
Well, when last we left the Shumfall of Five.
Oh yeah, on a bridge.
When they say when last we left our intrepid, what does intrepid mean?
Oh, I'll tell you.
It means it's bad.
He's got to look it up.
That's what I thought. Like intrepid, I thought was like a diss.
It's not a diss. It's a spaceship.
Intrepid, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, is fearless or adventurous.
Oh.
Our intrepid reporter, our intrepid heroes.
That's a good thing, then. Never mind. So I think we are intrepid for what we're doing.
I think so.
Sure. And when the last episode ended, I got a bunch of numbers from you for initiatives that you normally don't roll for initiative.
Ouch.
That's
deceptions
true.
And an intimidation.
Which was kind of fun, I think.
But they definitely apply in this situation as we...
Yeah.
As we start this ambush encounter, these three shield marshals are all bundled together. They're not able to set up any kind of tactical deployment off of this stagecoach. So you do have some advantage here. Because had you waited to try to save Rangiel, like while he's being escorted out or something like that, two of the shield marshals set up a strategic defense position where they might be able to get
some
sniping or something like that, or tactical movement. And now they're surrounded.
Yes.
And on top of a stagecoach. So that's the benefit, in case you were wondering.
And then a Balrog climbs out the back.
Yeah.
But there's still only three.
Absolutely. Which, that augury spell that we cast last week was...
Kind of stumbled into that one.
Fantastic.
Kind of amazing.
I mean...
Like, heroic?
He is beyond any of you. Run! This foe is beyond any of you.
How many hero points y'all got?
One.
Okay.
Well, you should all have one because you slept.
Yep. Mm.
So everybody should be at one. It's a good question.
Thanks.
But I used spells, so I'm...
You used one casting of augury.
Yeah.
What level spell is that?
Two?
Two or three, maybe?
Two. Nice.
Yeah.
I know. I want to like be more intentional about some of the spells that I pick, because I always think about combat when I'm thinking about spells. I don't think about using them outside of combat as often, and it'd be fun to have some useful stuff to use outside of combat.
I have sorted initiatives now, and Darnayri rolled an amazing 31 for his deception.
I did.
Oh, gosh.
But my shield marshals rolled a little bit better.
Get any bonus to, like, because I was trying to intimidate them with my actions? Does that help at all for, like, making them scared? I don't know if it does. I'm just wondering. Because my attempt was to intimidate them. I don't think I could do it to everybody.
Yeah, here's the problem. And that is a combat action. And you don't get actions outside of combat.
Right.
So demoralizing somebody... is a combat activity. You were not in combat encounter mode. You were in...
That's true, because it would have to be something mode. Like coerce, or I wasn't trying to make him do anything. That's a good point. Okay,
it has to be demoralized, specifically as the action.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Here we go, Shumfall of Five.
Here we go.
There are two shield marshals up on this wagon. They were not expecting this kind of trouble, so they are not armed. All of you, I am going to give you the benefit of being armed.
Okay.
Even though you were concealing, I'm going to say that you were concealing, but you had your bow in your hand, you had Kinflenser in your hand.
Okay, thank you.
And you had your flissas in your hands.
Flissers.
Okay.
It's very kind of you.
You just have hands, Luton.
I have my staff.
Your staff was definitely in your hands.
Yes, it was.
Because...
I told you it's also to a walking take stick. The sprite staff. You would deny... An old man, his walking stick.
That's right. Ooh, I love
Aragorn,
that part.
Aragorn's face when he says that.
Yeah, because he looks over at Legolas and they're like, oh,
it's about to go down. Sneaky wizard.
That's how you ace your deception roll.
That is. Natty 20.
So there are two shield marshals up at the front. And one on top of the stagecoach. They have kind of like an armored parapet wall and a seat up there and stuff for guards to ride on. The one that's in the driver's seat drops the reins, draws a clan pistol
off
of his belt.
Oh, yep, boy.
And takes a shot at Darnayri.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
29 to hit.
Ooh.
That's a hit.
Okay. That does 8 damage, piercing damage to Darnayri with that first shot. And that is draws, shoots, reloads. That's the end of his turn. The other shield marshal that's on the...
The wagon?
Wagon.
Thank you.
Jeez. You're welcome. I've, like, stroked out for a second there.
Your brain is lagging.
Buffering.
About wagons. Pulls out a clan pistol. aims it at Darnayru and shoots. Standing in the middle of the road, and he understands that you're about to try to do something because of the message that you put in their brain. Oh, this one doesn't look good.
They didn't listen to
23
it,
to hit.
That's a miss.
That is a miss. Reloads with his last action. It is Darnayru's turn.
I would like to roll a recall knowledge to try to identify what these are, even though Greg knows what they are.
Yeah. That's I know you're trying to do your jib-jab.
They're
yeah.
Wagoneers.
23 is what I roll. It's perception, right? No. I have to roll something specific. I rolled a natty 9. What do I got to add to that?
Society.
Society is a plus 16, so 25.
25. You successfully identify these as corrupt shield marshals. Furthermore, you notice they are all brandishing a broken heart.
Ah,
in some fashion. Gotcha. A pin or a tattoo on their neck. Like so super edgy.
There.
Evil!
Okay, that was my first action. My second action is to cast Mirror Image. And I now have...
And there are how many Darnayrus do we see?
You see three more Darnayrus. So there's four of us total.
That's amazing.
Yes!
And when that happens, man in the mirror. That's the verbal spell.
Love it.
Did you know a group of cats is called a clouder?
That's
are you
that's
serious?
Not true. Yeah. The clouder.
It's called a caboodle.
Oh.
A whole kitten.
I must have been reading an old definition.
Yeah.
You put your kittens in your caboodle.
Right. Oh, yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah. You did.
Yeah, yeah.
Lexicon.
Kittens, caboodle.
I'm using a die to remind me how many that I have.
It is now that third shield marshal's turn, who does jump down off of the wagon.
Oh, no, stay up there.
They're all in a nice little bunch.
I know. I had something for them.
A gift?
Yeah.
A
present. And moves 25 feet.
Sorry, I forgot to wrap it.
So he goes off the back away from you guys, and then he cuts to the diagonal a little bit. So he has a clear line of sight on Darnayru, but he is now behind the stagecoach and kind of in cover, but not really. He's 10 feet behind it. Pulls out a Jezail with his second action, and then aims and fires at Darnayru with the Jezail.
Ooh, sound a little blunderbussy.
And that is a 28 to hit.
All right, so you have to do... That is a hit, and you have to roll to see if you hit me or one of my...
One of your images. Is that how it works? So do I roll a d4, or is it...
So because I have four... Since there's four targets you're potentially going to hit, yeah, you're going to roll a d4.
Okay.
And I believe you get to pick the number. There's a 1 in 4 chance?
Yeah.
2 in 1, yeah.
On a 1, I hit Darnayru. And on a 2, 3, or 4, I hit a mirror image.
Okay.
Rolled a 4.
And destroys one of my images.
Destroying one of Darnayru's images. And a missed attack.
Beautiful.
Excellent.
That is my turn. I moved, I drew, I shot. It is Varg's turn.
These guys on top of the stagecoach, are they within range? If I walked up to the stagecoach, could I...
If you walked up to him, you would be in melee range. You don't
have... I would, okay.
Yeah.
So I will walk up to the one closest to Varg.
It's difficult terrain if you want to jump on top of it. So you just have to add an extra 5 feet of movement, but you are adjacent to them.
Okay. So Varg will walk up to the... What were they called again?
Corrupt Shield Marshals. Yep.
And then I will do a Megaton Strike on him.
Okay.
That is a 31 to hit.
31 is a hit.
28 damage.
Whoa!
Nice!
Megaton Strike. And you're not raging or anything?
No.
Gosh, 12 damage.
Did you say 12 damage?
I heard that.
What was it?
28.
28.
I know. I was like, what's going on here?
I tried to slip that one through.
No.
All right.
Okay, because I started thinking, like, are they resistant?
Luton. Fireball Varg.
Luton is going to cast Coral Scorch.
Oh, no.
On Corrupt Shield Marshal 1 that's driving.
The one that's in the driver's seat Shield Marshal 2.
The driver.
Yeah.
You need to roll a reflex save.
Reflex save. I got a
fail.
33.
Dang.
Ooh, that's a pass.
Okay.
That was two actions for my last action. I'm going to command Kal-El to attack.
What happens to me when I pass?
I think nothing. Let me look.
I think something
it's
still happens.
Unaffected.
Oh,
wait. Success. That's a critical. Target is clumsy 1.
So clumsy.
Target can interact to scrape the coral from its body, decreasing the clumsy condition to 0 and ending the spell. So you have to scrape
But every
still.
Turn, does it still go up, or am I just clumsy 1 until
I scrape? You're clumsy 1 until you scrape it off.
Okay, so it doesn't have that horrifying nightmare scenario
where I turn
into a coral
not
reef?
Not on a success.
Wow.
No.
Thank goodness. I was hoping to... Get through today without nightmares? Okay, for your last action, you command Kal-El to pounce? Yes. To cat pounce?
Cat pounce.
Okay. He moves up, and which one do you want him to cat pounce?
The driver.
The same one that you just did Coral yeah. Scourge on?
Can he stay right there?
He can move wherever you would like him to move.
Let's put him right here.
Okay, so Kal-El has moved himself so that he's in melee with both of these.
Kind of toward the front of the stagecoach. Yeah, coach.
Diagonal to the one that Varg hit, but straight on with the shield marshal that is driving the stagecoach. And he's sort of half on, half off the thing because he's so freaking enormous now.
Yeah.
So it took him 5 extra feet of movement to do that, but he was only 10 feet away, and he can move 35 feet. So he's plenty of movement. With his pounce, he also attacks with a jaws attack.
It's a stride and strike.
Stride and strike is one action.
Right?
Yep. So we just need a roll to hit from Kal-El's jaws.
Yes, we do. Let's go. Should I use the new dice?
Sure.
Yeah, try it.
Again? Used it last episode.
It did well. Okay. Ah, natural 3.
Natural 3 is an 18 total. That is a miss.
It's a miss.
But he has a second action.
Can we do claw then?
Yes.
Let's do claw. I'm not using that dice. Oh, only 6 on the die. So
just out of curiosity, you roll the dice. You said I'm not using that dice.
21's a miss.
Yeah, 21's a miss.
19.
Oh,
dang it!
What a shame. No. That was a crit.
Oh, gross!
Darn it! Don't you hate it when that happens?
You know what I hate is when you buy me dice, because it always screws me over.
It just rolled a 19.
No,
what
it didn't. It
about?
Rolled a 3.
And then it rolled a 19.
No, it didn't.
You just decided
I
not to use it.
I put it aside because it already rolled a 3. Thank you
guess
for
you
the dice.
Should have stuck with the dice I bought you. You would have had a claw crit. Anyway, it's Kairos' turn.
Yeah,
you can have him back.
Kairos is going
neither
to...
Neither do I.
Sassy.
Attack the dude in the back of the stagecoach.
All right, the one thing. That fired a long rifle at Darnayru
yeah.
is now being shot at with by a
spell strike with.
Turn on the magical color light.
All right.
Bing.
What was that again? What
Holy
spell
light.
Was that? Holy light. Okay. Roll to hit.
24.
24 total. Is a miss.
And then we're going to go into, that's a horrible miss, Arcane Cascade.
Arcane Cascade, adding 2
ooh,
good damage to all future attacks. Well, Holy Light does fire and good, right? So it's 2 fire damage to all your attacks.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah. That brings us to the end of round 1, and we start off with a couple shield marshals in round 2. So the one that started this off is now face-to-face with a jaguar. Drops his pistol, draws a long sword. No, he doesn't drop his pistol. He's just got it in his hand. Draws a long sword. Also, a melee weapon.
Dual wield.
Dual wielding.
Cool.
Long sword gun. Is going to shoot at Kal-El point blank with the gun with his first action. That is a 31 to hit.
That's a hit.
I don't like it.
8 damage to Kal-El from a pistol shot, and then he's going to swing with the long sword. Natty 1.
Whoa.
Critical swipe. That sucks.
Kal-El growls at
yeah,
him.
No kidding. That is the end of my turn. For that shield marshal, the the one who is just megaton structed is going to draw a longsword.
He's dropped his pistol or just
no,
also
he's keeping
just...
his pistol. He's just going to use an interact action to draw a longsword.
Got it.
Is drawing a weapon manipulation?
You know what? Interact does have the manipulate trait.
Fantastic question.
Yes! I can't believe you remembered.
Can I swing at him?
I mean, you waited long.
You do get an attack, a reactionary strike right now.
Yes. 24 to hit.
Ooh. 24 is a miss.
Dang it. Okay.
A point blank shot against Varg. 23 to hit.
That is a miss.
I don't think that's good enough for Varg anymore. He's got a higher AC.
That was a swing or a shot?
I shot.
Ah.
And now I swing with the longsword. I'm doing those in the wrong order from a metagame perspective.
I just couldn't remember, because this guy didn't have to do anything. He didn't move, so he got to draw, shoot, and reload his last turn. Both those guys did, right?
They both did.
Nice.
They both drew, shot, and reloaded on their last turn.
Nice.
And, a 17 on the second strike against
Sweet.
Varg. Varg. Doing some barbarian tanking, and it is Darnayru's turn.
Yes. Okay, I have a question for the GM about related to my psychic abilities.
I'm Scott Hoffman, and I'm the GM
yes,
of
you
the
are.
Dar-
this is
Dice
you.
Of Thunder podcast. I almost said of the Dar of Thunder podcast.
Dar.
That's how
kind of
focused I am.
You're so focused. I have several different free action add-ons to my Unleashing My Psyche. All of them just say the triggers of these things are just you unleash your psyche.
Yeah.
That does not mean it automatically happens. I still choose when these different things would happen, right?
Yeah, you have to unleash your psyche in order to trigger the things.
Yeah, but unleashing my psyche doesn't automatically do everything. It just says trigger, you unleash your psyche, but does that mean I have to do it?
No.
Okay, so I can choose not to add these effects to my... Okay, correct. Cool. I just want to make sure.
You just can't do it unless you've unleashed your psyche.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It just has some detrimental effects to my teammates I don't want to do. So what I would like to do
I
is...
I think you should.
I know you think I should.
Do that burst. Do that AoE burst.
What I'm going to do is use two of my actions, which is 60 feet.
Wow. To move all the way to the guy that shot you?
To move all the way to the guy holding the Jezail behind
the
thing.
Isn't that fun? You stretch the measurement tool and you hit the space bar and your guy walks along the line.
Cool. Yeah.
Foundry, I'm glad we chose.
It's working well. Well, I guess before I do that, I would have unleashed my psyche before, because that has to happen at the beginning of my turn. So before I start running, sprinting at this guy, basically, the little pebbles on the ground start to elevate up off the floor, and this like small wind thing starts to blow around me, and then my eyes go like straight white, can't even see the pupils, and then I just start sprinting at this guy holding the Jezail.
Okay.
And then I will do a single strike against him and enact the Psy Strike.
Oh.
And hope I hit him.
Wow.
Rolling to hit.
All right. Roll to hit.
A natty 18 plus 17 is 37? That's not right. Is that right? 37?
Natty 18 plus...
18 plus 17.
35.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That is a critical success.
Yeah!
Nice. Yeah.
I needed that. So now I will roll.
A few moments
there
later.
There it is.
Literally.
All right, so 18 times 2 is 36.
Yes, it is.
So 36 damage...
Ouchie.
And then you will take double persistent bleed damage on your turn.
Wow. Okay.
Nice.
Well, it is my turn. This shield marshal's hurting for certain, and it's got two ranged characters attacking him now. Is going to drop the Jezail.
Drop it like it's hot.
Draw his pistol.
When a cat tried to swing at you.
Shoot him in the foot. And I have a bunch of negative conditions, too, from this? No, just the
bleeding. You're just bleeding. Several. Okay. Yeah.
And take a shot at Darnayru.
Well, he drops the Jezail and
drops
shoots
the Jezail and draws his pistol and then shoots at Darnayru.
Okay.
Is that all? Math.
It's kosher.
Math out. 33 to hit.
Okay, that is a hit.
Ouch.
So now you need to roll some way to... I have three total... potential targets. There's me and two left. Two
you
more
are,
things.
Yeah. So a D3. Okay, on a roll of a 1 or a 2, I hit Darnayru. 2, I do hit Darnayru.
Hey, what'd you roll? A 6?
I rolled a D6.
Nice.
On a roll of a 1 or a 2, I hit Darnayru. I rolled a 2, so I do hit Darnayru, and I did 8 damage.
Taking 8 damage.
With the pistola. That is the end of my turn.
So I will roll double persistent bleed. I rolled a 1. That's dumb. So you take 2 bleed damage.
Okie dokie. And I continue to bleed.
Awesome.
It is Varg's turn.
Yes.
Yes, Varg.
Varg is going to begin by raging.
Uh-oh. That's not good. And then jumps in the river.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Have fun storming the castle. I'm going to do another Megaton Strike while I'm raging.
I'm done trying to grab people for the record.
Never again.
You don't have the athletics for it anyway.
I definitely don't. Yet I was the one of the few who were holding Mugland.
I think I missed, though. 24 to hit.
24 against Shield Marshal 1 is a miss.
Boo. Okay.
Luton.
Should have intimidated.
Aww. Luton is going to use all three actions to cast Thundering Dominance, or Rar, on Kal-El, and then he will do a Thundering Roar.
Okay, so
trying to lower
spell
their...
is cast and commanding Kal-El?
Yes, to
Very
roar.
Good. And he does roar, which, if I'm not mistaken, I have to roll, like...
You have to roll a will save.
A will save.
Yep.
Okay, so Shield Marshal 1's will save.
And it's both targets, because it's within
within
10-foot emanation.
Absolutely. First guy, 14 on the
fail.
Will save. Critical fail, if I'm not mistaken. Was
yes.
it your DC 25 now?
26.
Yeah. 26?
Yeah.
It's a critical failure.
Critical failure on number 1.
Okay.
Marshal number 2 is only a 23, which is a regular fail.
Regular fail
so
and a critical
fail.
Fail
and a regular fail. This sucks. I'm pretty sure I'm deaf forever.
Let's see. 4d8 sonic damage. and you're also frightened one. It doesn't say critical failure is extra or anything.
It should.
It's just double damage. It's a it's a basic.
Okay.
So I'm they're both frightened one.
They're both frightened one.
Sweet.
One gets 48 sonic damage, and the other one gets 88.
No, just 48 times two.
Yeah.
Times two. Oh, so we'll take the same roll because it's an AoE blast. We'll multiply whatever that is by two. So they're both frightened one.
Giggity.
And, ooh, that and was one not of them good. Is clumsy one.
11 sonic damage.
Nice.
That was 40, really bad on 4D. I got three ones and an eight.
All right, 11 sonic damage to Shield Marshal number two, but 22 sonic damage to Shield Marshal number one, who critically failed.
Pretty, pretty, pretty good.
Frightened one.
And they're both frightened one.
And
Kal-El has another action. That's also happening.
That's right, because he has two actions. So he's going to use his jaws and bite
the one he's standing
next. He's just chewing on him.
Yeah.
So right, let me roll for that.
Roll to hit.
21.
21 is a miss.
Miss, okay.
Okay. Darn. That brings us to Kairos. You still did 33 damage.
Well,
that's awesome.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm going to use Caustic Blast.
Ooh.
Okay.
Which I believe is Acid Splash, right?
It used to be called Acid Splash.
But now it's called...
Now it's Caustic Blast.
Yeah, but we call it...
Now...
Sky Bowel.
That's right.
That's what we call
Sky
it.
Sky Bowel.
One thing that did change is that Caustic Blast does not have a two-hit roll, so it cannot be cast as part of a spell strike.
Okay.
Totally doable.
Okay, totally doable. 30 feet. Okay, I'm going to do it. Five-foot burst.
It's a five-foot burst, so you could pin it... Like, if you center it on the two... Shield Marshals kind of behind them.
Yeah.
You would hit them and only them.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Okay. So you're trying to hit them both.
Trying to hit them both. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Get some Caustic Blast in there.
Dig it.
Some Sky of the Bowels.
I believe I need to roll a Fortitude save. Is that correct? You don't even roll to hit. This just hits.
Nice.
All these new spell changes. Looks like I got to roll a DC 25.
Yes.
Basic
reflex.
It's a basic reflex save? Okay.
Yeah.
It's a 2d8.
Rolling a reflex save.
That was good, Brittany.
Oh, thanks.
Brittany.
The first one passes with a 31. Marshall 2 passes with a 27.
Oh,
gosh.
Dang.
So it's just half damage.
You know, not pronouncing all the letters in Brittany's name is like saying Britannica is Britannica.
It's true.
Yeah. 12 total.
12 total. So 6 damage to both of them.
Nice.
Okay.
And Arcane Cascade.
You are already in Arcane Cascade.
But it's just not like I poop it out and then got to do it again?
Nope.
Okay, so for my next move, I will move behind Kal-El.
Okay.
Here.
That will give the enemies cover against any future range strikes that you take against them, because you will be shooting through Kal-El, who is the size of an elephant.
can I move back further?
Well, you have 20 feet of movement.
Yeah.
Anywhere where you're shooting through Kal-El's square is going to give them cover.
It's also going to give Kairos cover.
Yeah.
Correct. And you now have a clear line of sight against the two that are on the stagecoach.
Nice.
And that brings us to the end of round two, the beginning of round three, and the Shield Marshals, who are frightened and clumsy and horrified and mystified on top of this stagecoach. So Shield Marshal 2, which was the first act, which is why it's confusing.
That is confusing.
Is going to scrape the coral off of his body is the first thing he's going to do. So that removes the clumsy condition because that was getting a little bit old for him. He's still frightened one, which he can't scrape off. And reloads his gun with his second action and then shoots Kal-El with his third action. And that is a 34 to hit.
Ooh, that's a hit, not a critical.
Not a crit. Kal-El has a really high AC now. 6 damage to Kal-El. Man.
Tick, tick.
This is the nickel and dime encounter of the day. Mm-hmm. The other Shield Marshal, it's his turn. Oh, and I'm no longer frightened with that character because he loses the frightened condition at the end of his turn. The other Shield Marshal up on the front of the... Stagecoach did not like the fact that he got smacked by Varg when he took an action, so he is going to take a step back in diagonal in one move, reloads, and shoots at Varg. This pistol strike is a 21, brought to you by the fear condition, which is a miss.
Yep.
And that brings us to Darniru.
Darniru. Darniru on his turn, with his psyche still unleashed and the wind still swirling around and the pebbles getting in the eyes of this dwarf, making it hard for him to see. Yeah, just kidding, that's
he's
flavor.
He's having a tough time.
I'm going to attempt to tumble behind.
Okay.
An acrobatics check against
my reflex DC,
which I rolled a I rolled a 29.
That is total. A success.
Okay, sweet.
You tumble through his space.
He is now off guard against me, and I will do.
Oh, we're in Darnyro super combo land.
Mm. I will do a normal. No,
you're not going to do it.
Well, if I do twin feint, it I can't do that and analyze weakness. So I will do a normal attack against him.
Okay.
Which is an analyze weakness attack, and I rolled a natty 15 plus 17, which is
that's a hit.
Yep, just a normal hit.
Just a normal hit.
Okay. So just a normal hit. 32. I still roll 7d6.
Gross.
Against this guy.
Excellent.
A few moments later.
Rolling this. And that doesn't count his persistent bleed damage, by the way. Ooh, I got some ones in here, though. 31.
Ouch.
Damage for that attack.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. Ouch.
Set that to the side. 31 is for that attack. And
Elliot.
He's already bleeding, so I don't do anything more about that.
Correct.
And then I will attempt to swing another time since he's still alive.
Uh-oh.
He's not off guard to this one, though.
No.
Because I can't stack all that damage. I rolled a natty 20.
Yeah!
Oh, man.
It doesn't even matter.
Most excellent.
That was by one, by the way. That I missed.
Are you serious?
The first hit? One? Yeah,
oh,
it was by one. Because I know you were like, wasn't that a crit?
No, I was like, it's
32
gotta be
close. Is not a crit. By one with the lowered AC.
2d6 plus 6.
Oh, this is going to. This might
double.
Check this guy out of this round here.
22.
22. Okay. So that was pretty terrible rolls.
Yeah, damage. That was really bad.
Just kidding. You did like 60 damage that turn. Ouch.
Good job.
All the way.
But he's still alive.
I'm bleeding, so go ahead and hit me with one more d6 doubled of bleed damage.
Yes.
Which, that's at the end of your turn, though.
Oh, it's my turn. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And it is that character's turn next.
Okay.
Fantastic.
If
well, now
he was
he's
undead,
so
he would be getting some extra vitality damage.
Thank goodness he's not undead. Is that the end of your turn?
Yep, that was all three movements. Tumble behind and two attacks.
I can't remember if I reloaded with... I shot you in the... Yeah, because I hit with the mirror image, but I didn't reload. So that's the first thing I'm going to do at the beginning of this turn is reload with one action. And
wait, you dropped your Jazale.
Yep.
You drew
a pistol and shot. So I'm going to reload with my first action.
Didn't you already reload last turn?
Did I?
Well, I'm saying dropping is a free action.
Yeah, dropped.
Draw,
drew,
shoot. You would have reloaded.
Reload. Yeah, that's
so
right.
You should be
so
able to pull a trigger.
I'm going
to
draw a long sword.
Oh.
And then I'm going to swing at you with it.
Swang.
No.
Yes. 28 to hit.
That is a hit.
Okay.
So now you got to roll for the mirror image.
Oh, that's right. You stinky stinkerson.
I love that.
You stinky
on a
stink.
Roll of one or two, I hit Darnyro. A 3.
Hey.
Curses.
One more of my images is gone. There's now just two Darnyros standing there.
I'm going to get you next time, Darnyros.
Darnyros.
Until next time. That stinks, because I rolled well, and that one does more damage than the pistol. But I'm going to shoot you with this second attack. 25. No, it's a second strike. 20.
Miss.
That is... Yes.
Schmiss.
And that is Varg Sinbiter's turn.
No.
After I take the bleed damage. Yes,
take
thank
the,
you.
And this is still...
Take the bleed.
This is still doubled my bleed, because it's...
Yes, it is.
I rolled a 3, so 6 bleed
six
damage.
6 bleed, and I continue to bleed.
Yeah.
Ow. Gosh, some follow 5 sucks. It's Varg's turn.
Varg would like to climb up onto the wagon.
All right. That is a full stride because it's 10 feet to get up there, and you get up there without any problems.
Awesome.
Oh,
and
boy.
Then I'm going
Varg on a wagon.
I'm going to use my last.
Drive it off the bridge?
I'm going to use my last two actions.
I'll give you 2 hero points.
To make a swipe, a swipe attack.
Okay.
Since both
oh, because you can hit them both.
Both these enemies are adjacent
excellent.
To each other.
He has the sweep trait on his axe.
Yep.
So rude. I love
ouch.
It.
And he's
leg.
Raging. Oh,
and I'm raging.
I don't like it. Is it one attack roll against both of them?
Oh,
or do you have to make
on.
2 attack rolls at your highest?
Okay. You make a wide arcing swing, make a single melee strike, and compare the attack roll result to the ACs of up to
gross!
2 rolls.
So if you hit them both.
Yes. Yeah.
Correct. Roll damage only once and apply it to each creature you hit.
This game is dumb. Why do we play this game? You know what? Podcast over. We're now a Galaxy Trucker
rage
actual
quitting.
Play.
I love Galaxy Trucker.
Roll the
16 on the die, 33
oh, gosh.
To hit.
That's
yes.
That
yes.
is a hit. That
Let's
is
go.
A hit.
man.
Rolled very low, though. 4 and a 1. 17 so total.
With his rage damage, right?
No.
17 against both of these guys?
Yep.
Wow, brutal. Is that only one action?
Varko say, giddy up! That is two actions. It's a swipe
is two actions.
That's his whole turn.
But you get to do one strike against that. What a neat advanced tactic.
It is, yeah.
Look at you.
Solid, bro.
Speaking of advanced tactics, Luton, you're up.
Luton is going to cast a new spell.
Uh-oh. Not a new spell.
Yeah, a new spell.
Oh, jumping jacks.
I'm going to target Corrupt Shield Marshal 2, the driver again.
Okay.
Grasp of the Deep.
Oh, this is the crushing.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Yeah, this one, it says you grip one target with the phantasmal pressure of the deep sea, disorienting and crushing its lungs and joints.
Whoa.
The target, if I pass, or if you pass, actually, takes 66 bludgeoning damage.
If I pass, I take 66?
If you fail, if I
pass. Oh, okay. If I fail.
Yeah, you have to roll, and it's against...
I'm rolling a will save,
you're
right?
rolling a will save, yes.
A will save.
Will save.
Not a fortitude save to be crushed. A will save will to not save. Be crushed in the mind.
That's right.
But isn't there more? Don't I start suffocating if I fail this will save?
Failure.
Yeah, because you're like crushed under the pressure of the deep sea.
If you fail, well, this is confusing. Okay, so
just read it all.
The target. Okay, critical success. Yeah. You're unaffected. Success. Target takes half damage. Failure. The target takes half damage and feels as though it's being crushed.
Right.
The target becomes grabbed and takes 66 bludgeoning damage. It can attempt
but
to.
But I become grabbed.
You can attempt to escape.
That'll make me flat-footed to Kal-El.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can attempt to escape.
With an escape DC equal to your spell DC.
But I have to do that on my turn.
Right.
Yeah.
Critical failure, the target takes double damage.
Ew. I don't start suffocating at any point and all that?
No suffocating.
Just being
this
grabbed,
this is just
though.
Being grabbed like you're...
Miserable.
Under the sea, I mean, 60 feet or something.
We can add suffocation. It sounds like you want it.
It sounds like it's coming anyway because I only rolled an 8, which I fail with that 8.
What's your
my
total?
My will save. Just a failure.
Well, it was the...
The DC's 25?
DC's 26.
Yeah, DC's 26.
Uh-huh.
I rolled under that, so I failed.
You didn't critically fail?
No, I did not critically fail.
Are you sure?
What is wrong? Are you mining me for data? What is happening?
I roll 66 bludgeoning damage.
And he has
damage.
The grabbed condition? This is brutal.
And he's grabbed.
Brittany has the married to the GM feat, so she can do this kind of stuff.
I'd revoked that after her sass earlier, though.
Yeah, right. You wish.
You have more sass than me, I think.
Totally.
This is my show.
Okay.
It's our show.
So
Nar. Nar.
22 bludgeoning.
Ow. Okay. What will you do with your last action, you horrifying monster?
I'm going to command Kal-El
to strike.
To strike.
Well, this creature, because... he is grabbed, is now off guard to Kal-El's strikes.
Sneak attack damage!
Yes, Kal-El's sneak attack is happening if he hits.
Let's hit.
Is his sneak attack 2d6 because of his level as well?
It's an extra 1d4.
Nice.
Yeah.
Natty 19.
Oh, no!
Let's go!
Plus 17.
That's gotta be a crit.
On the yaws?
Plus 15.
Plus 15.
Okay.
Natty 19 plus 15?
Yes.
34 against off guard?
Is a critical
Let's
success.
Let's go!
Yes, is a critical success! I'm getting absolutely destroyed by you guys.
This is awesome.
Kairos, no damage. Luton, no damage. Kal-El, oh no, he's down 14 hit points. Darnayru's taking the most at 16 hit points. Meanwhile, my shield marshals are sitting at 10% health, 30% health, and 50% health.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Percent of what?
Max.
So
brutal. Brutal. Oh.
Okay, so 8 total.
Oh, so 16, 32 damage from Kal-El's first attack.
You said, how much did you roll?
8.
You rolled 8, but there's a plus on there. His
plus,
plus 8. I did it that fast, Greg.
Yeah. So 16 times 2.
That's amazing.
Yep.
That's amazing.
That hurts. 32 damage. Brutal. And now a second strike. You're going to do a claw strike. You have one more action because you commanded
for Kal-El.
Him.
Oh, yep. Right.
And he's still off guard, which means this adds precision damage.
Yeah. Let's do claws.
Yeah.
Why not?
Claw comes in at a plus 11 on the strike.
30?
Yes.
Yeah. You rolled another 19.
I rolled 15.
Oh, wait.
Wait.
15 plus not
plus
15.
11. Plus yeah. 11. So
still a hit.
26.
Either way, it was a hit.
That's a hit.
Hit a hit.
Not, yes. not a critical hit.
Not a crit. Either way, it wouldn't have been a crit.
So
either way, it is a hit.
So 2d4.
So now just 3d4.
3d4.
Yeah. This the claw strike is agile, so it has a
plus
better
eight,
to hit chance.
Right?
Yes. So the plus 8 is still there because that's
nice.
His strength modifier. Because he's got more strength than Varg.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Kal-El hitting the gaim.
Yeah.
Kal-El hit the gaim down in the Vault of Secrets.
Yeah.
6 total plus 8. 12.
14.
14?
14. More damage.
These guys are kind of tanky.
Just did 46 damage.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
In one of Luton's actions.
These guys are kind of tanky. They are kind
of
tanky.
I mean, they're taking a lot of damage.
They are. Kairos, you're up.
So I'm going to use Blazing Bolt, but I forgot the power word for it.
What is the power word for Blazing Bolt, Brittany?
Because it used to be something different.
Burning biscuits, right?
Is that it?
Is that it? I don't think that's it.
Hold on. Let me pull it up.
Stand by.
Or is that... That might be Fireball.
That's Fireball.
I think it's Fireball.
Fireball.
Burn, baby, burn.
Burn, baby, burn.
Ah, that's the one.
But just... Arne, go ahead.
Baby,
do the whole thing.
Yeah. What's up?
I want you to say it again.
All right.
Amazing. So this is a two-action casting of Blazing Bolt.
Yep.
Because you're doing it with a spell strike.
I am.
The two-action casting is the variety that has a higher damage.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you can do two different targets.
Yep. One or more creatures.
So you're delivering this on an arrow.
Yep.
But you don't get two arrows. So you pick one of these guys to receive the arrow, but both of them will be shot at with a Blazing Bolt. And you can pick any of the three shield marshals that you see in order to do this.
I want the one closest to Kal-El to get the arrow, and the one behind him to get the funk.
The extra. All right, so I just need two rolls to hit. We'll start there. So
two
on Shield Marshal 2, the one next to Kal-El, your first roll to hit. This is the one with the arrow.
With the arrow, so that's a different dilly dad.
It's the same roll to hit for both.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, I know, right?
I like this.
Yeah. It's your range strike.
That'd be a natty 19.
Oh, so my God.
It's going to be a 35 to hit.
That is a critical success.
Yes!
This one is grabbed. Even though Kairos is not in melee, it's grabbed by Luton's spell, and it is off guard to his
everything.
Ranged strike.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Critical success.
So the other guy.
Yeah, go ahead. Roll to hit him.
Call him Charlie.
Charlie Dose.
Natty 14, that'll be a 30 to hit.
That is also a successful hit. All right, so now let's resolve this damage. What is the base level Blazing Bolt damage for Kairos? Because it's not buffed or anything, but I think you have it selected in there at a higher spell slot, don't you?
Something like that. I have it in there as a level
third level spell.
Yeah,
great.
And it's going to be a 6d6. Fire damage.
So it is heightened plus one.
Woo.
That is correct. 6d6 fire damage and a 2d8 bow plus, isn't it 2d8 plus two?
Yeah.
More fire damage from
that's right.
Your
stance.
your I don't even know what this crap's called.
Arcane Cascade.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what it's called.
Arcane Cascade. Man, shredded over here.
Only the first guy gets the 2d8, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting smizzoed.
The 2d8 plus two.
Let's get his 2d8
and
plus
66.
Yeah, but let's get his 2d8 for his face.
Ooh, show me that smile.
11.
I can't see the second die.
All right. So yeah, 22.
22. And here's his 66.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Lord. That is 23.
Another 46. So 68 damage on a guy that had 18 hit points.
Yes. I mean, if you're going to go to Costco, get toilet paper, right?
Get all of it.
And then here's the next guy. No piercing, no arrow damage for that person.
Right.
And, oh my gosh.
Just the 66 fire.
Just the 66.
What a turn from Kairos.
Yeah.
Out of
nowhere. Just 23 total.
23 total damage.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah, that hurts a lot. You did 101 damage.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Is that right? No.
I don't know.
91. 91 damage.
That's huge.
It's so much damage, I don't care. That's
and,
how much damage you did.
Wait. That was a two-action cast of that?
Yep. You have an action left, sir.
I'll pass.
You will need to concentrate, which is the same thing, in order to be able to spell strike on the next turn.
So I won't pass. I'll concentrate.
I got you.
I'll read a book.
I like it. It is the end of round three. We've got through three rounds of combat. I still got a couple hit points left. no idea what to do. The shield marshal that's on the wagon is mortified, takes another step to get away from Varg, and then takes a move, a stride action to drop down on the ground, giving himself cover.
You better run, boy.
From Kairos, but not really anybody else, because he just exposed himself to Luton. So it's like, what do you do? What do you do? I think you hide from the guy who just killed your friend.
Yeah.
And the giant barbarian monster that's been trying to eat you this whole time. He's going to take a shot at Varg. I have not been rolling great, but these guys got a high to hit. It's 27 to hit.
That's a hit.
Ooh, yay. 4 damage to Varg.
That's adorable.
I need some bosses. And that's the end of his turn. Does not reload because he took 2 actions to jump down off of the stagecoach safely. The old action economy giveth and taketh away. It is Darnayru's turn.
At the beginning of Darnayru's turn, all of the swirling air and the pebbles that are kind of floating all immediately drop to the ground. Eyes return to normal. And he just wiggles his head a little bit as he is stupefied one coming out of his psyche
blast.
And I will attempt to tumble behind.
Okay.
Rolling a acrobatics 26. That's a mid roll.
That is a failure.
Okay. So I land. I don't progress anywhere, so I'm still in the same spot. I didn't critically fail, so no reactions. And I will just attempt a twin feint normal style.
Okay.
Against a non-off-guard target.
Not off-guard to the first strike.
Correct.
Yeah.
On the first. 28 to hit.
That is a hit.
Sweet. Rolling. 15 damage.
That's good damage.
On the first.
And now off guard to this strike.
And now off guard to the second strike.
Well, Krupp Shield Marshal 3 starts having images of grade school pop into his head and swinging on the swing during recess.
27 to hit.
He swings at your school?
Then he thinks about that time, the first time he left his parents' house, and he moved in with his...
The whole life is just flashing before his friends,
and he was only paying 12 gold coin a month for rent. And
when he ignored his mom saying, don't get that broken heart tattoo on your neck.
And he's like,
you'll regret it later.
You haven't met her. You don't know what she's like. And I need you to roll for damage, because that was a hit.
Yes. 13 plus 6, 19.
8 hit points.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Wow, outstanding.
Didn't even need to do his bleed damage.
Sweet.
Die.
Bleeds anyway. Gross. And it is Varg's turn. What's Varg going to do?
Varg's going to step off and pursue this guy, the last, very last shield marshal.
The very last shield marshal alive.
And then I'm going to make, I'm already raging, so I'm just going to swing at him.
Okay.
13, 30 to hit.
Whoa.
That's a hit.
21 damage.
That's good damage. That was just a regular strike?
Regular strike while raging.
Okay.
And second strike is probably a miss. 24.
24 is a miss.
Okay.
By 1. Oh. If only you would have megatunt.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been missing Megaton lately, so...
That's okay. It's Luton's turn. Luton, how are you going to steal this kill? Yeah. I highly recommend a cantrip.
So Luton's going to cast... Spicy Dance
Floor. Oh, jeez.
One creature. Roll a reflex save.
I rolled a reflex save that I'm very happy about.
Oh.
Because I got a 35.
Wow.
But isn't 26 her DC?
But 26 is her DC.
Yes.
Which means I missed a critical success by 1. So I still take half damage.
Half damage. Yes. All right.
And Spicy Dance Floor is now how many D4s?
5d4.
Oh my gosh.
That's ridiculous.
So minimum of 5 damage.
Rad.
Minimum of 5. I tell you what, a minimum damage will not kill this guy.
Ooh, don't roll
min. But if you roll a single 2 and bump that bad boy to 6, he's going to have danced his last spicy dance.
He's going to be like doing the disco and then bite the desk.
So as all 5 of these, as long as you don't Yahtzee ones, you will steal this kill from Varg.
Let's go. Don't Yahtzee. Unless it's
any
fours.
2.
Yes, I see a 2.
4, 2, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, all right. Please describe your kill.
He gets electrocuted. And dies.
A boring death.
Sorry.
For 3 boring enemies. It's appropriate, you know? And
you
know? I like it.
Boring. I was excited.
Wow. Well, you all get a hero point for that combat.
Yay!
It was really awesome. Hero point for the day for everybody. And you hear a voice from inside the stagecoach. And it's muffled and
Mickey?
Screaming.
Does it sound you, boy? Like a felonious knave?
No.
Okay, oh, I wish.
That would be great.
That'd be a fun reveal.
That would be a frustrating
Muglin
reveal.
Muglin dressed up as Rangiel Ferruzza. Yeah. I missed my opportunity to
It's actually slide just his
in.
Middle name.
Yeah.
Ambrose Rangiel Ferruzza Muglin.
Yeah.
That's a nice name, actually.
All right, who's opening this
like
thing up?
It's like a double Pathfinder name.
Vargo, open it up.
All right, the back of the stagecoach is locked and will require a disabled device, a thievery check to open the door.
Thievery.
I'll do it.
I will.
Vark's got thievery.
I do. I only rolled a 17.
That, you didn't ask for like a...
You cannot pick the lock with a 17.
Aid. Can we aid? No, we can't.
Can, if you're trained, you can aid me, right?
Anybody can aid if they have... Yeah, if they're trained. It's because it's a trained activity.
All right, rolling to pick the lock. I rolled a natty too.
Why are you both like this?
Well, the way it rolled was weird. It was like, roll, bleh, and then it was like stuck on the corner.
All right. Varg, I need an athletics check to smash the lock.
34.
Okay, oh, that goodness. Was enough. You shatter the lock and the hinge
and
that
the
was holding it in place with Ken Flenser.
You should have told him to stand back first.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, we didn't damage the guy.
The door sort of like swings loose on its hinge from the damage. And inside you see a man whose hands are cuffed behind his back with a hood over his head.
I grab him, and we start to move because we
grab
attracted
him,
a lot of attention.
You sling him over your shoulder,
yep.
And you guys take off.
I think we need to leave.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Go to the same place.
You head through the crowd.
But we don't go straight to the Bolt and Barrel. We got to do like some zigzag, some lose the trail.
You do a little zag.
That's what I'm thinking.
I want to do a little
bob. You do a little weave. Zig.
Yeah, some like...
Make a little zag. Get away tonight.
There you go.
Run away from the fight.
Nice.
This guy's kicking a little bit and kind of screaming and wiggling. Do you want to take him back to the Bolt and Barrel? Or do you want to just set him down?
I mean, he would be less distracting if he knew that we were good people taking him.
That's true.
Yeah.
He is starting to struggle, but Varg's got a death grip on him.
So So while we're running, like if I'm trying to like catch up to Varg, I would use the message cantrip and say, "We mean you no harm. We're here to rescue you. Stop fighting."
He says back, because I can respond, right?
Yep.
With one more message. He says, "How are you in my head? Get this gag off of my mouth. I can't talk."
So I'm trying to do that as Varg is running.
All right. You pull the hood off of his head, and you see a middle-aged man with graying hair at the temples, a human man.
Does he have the soup bowl haircut?
And he's got a... No... He's just got a normal haircut for a river merchant, so I guess, you know, maybe it is a super haircut.
It could be.
You are able to loosen the gag as you're running along. You, like, leap on Varg's back.
Yeah.
You dig your claws into his flesh. And like, which
Dirty
is the sound of pleasure. And remove the gag from his mouth. And he says, oh, thank you. You saved me. Oh, please, put me down. We're okay. I know a place where we can go.
Oh, good.
Where?
I'm red that forehead.
Because I'm going to roll if you are deceiving us.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, you know what? It just says at the nearest available restaurant. So.
How are we getting lunch?
Well, you guys can go to the Bullet and Barrel.
Let's go.
The nearest available restaurant is the Bullet and Barrel Saloon. He says, put me down. We're okay. I can walk. Please allow me to at least buy you lunch for saving my life. Is there an establishment nearby we could go? Do you know of a place?
I think I hear one.
We're already there.
Yes, man.
You know, cue the sound effect music just a touch early, but that's my fault.
Yes, we know of a place.
Oh, fantastic. Let's head there now. So you guys head to the Bullet and Barrel, and you get a table, and the guy sits down, and he says, I should introduce myself. I'm Rangiel Ferruzza. It's a pleasure to meet all of you. Who do I have the pleasure of meeting?
Hit it, Phoebe. Shook.
Are you playing me off again?
No, this is our theme song for us to say that we are the Shumfalo Five.
Outstanding.
It's the dice.
The Shumfalo Five. Oh, well, thank you. Please, what can I do for you? Allow me to pay for lunch. And he produces a coin purse. They didn't clean his effects off of him for some reason. I don't know who wrote this.
Cool.
Cole.
Yeah. Yeah, Cole. How is it that Rangel Feruza invites everyone to dine with him at the nearest available restaurant and then
he's
pays
got it
for
on
lunch?
Credit.
But yeah, it's got it on credit.
Oh, yeah. Do we want to check this guy? Perception?
You roll a perception check. You guys can all roll this individually.
High fives on this side of the table.
Jeez.
Well, what are your numbers?
Natty,
I'd love to know.
Natty ones.
Natty ones.
Yeah. 31.
Hey.
Natty three.
Okay. Oh. So while the three of you are just caught up in the victory on the bridge and the excitement.
That was so awesome.
Hooray for lunch, man.
Luton stays focused and realizes this guy is just really happy to be out of the situation.
Cool. Okay, good. Okay. Good sign.
To what do I owe this favor? This is incredible. Thank you. You saved my life.
We are trying to stop Angelique Lovelace, and we found your name among her belongings.
Angelique Lovelace.
Can you tell us why you were scheduled to be executed?
If I never say that name again, it'll be too soon.
What name? Lovelace?
I'm not saying it, because then it would be too soon. I was hired by a wizard named Ibrium.
Ooh.
On behalf of that corrupt wench. All he needed me to do was to procure some chemicals, some soda ash, and some white salt from the desert. And Varg, roll a crafting check upon hearing these components.
34.
Who?
34. You recognize these, that's a critical success, as specific components from Gattleby's formula.
Whoa.
Not Muglin's formula.
It's the real formula.
What?
How?
Shoot.
How?
It's a Formula 51.
She has the formula.
A week ago, she hired me to do this. I delivered a huge quantity of these supplies to the cattle yards in Steamhaven and then was arrested. She's an absolute liar and a thief. I won't say her name because I said I wouldn't.
Whose name?
Her. The nefarious her of my dreams. Ugh, she's really pretty, but I don't like her.
And dreams aren't so bad.
And that wizard was... What a strange fellow.
What can you tell us about this wizard?
He referred to himself as a vitromancer. Half of his body looked like it was living glass. Oh. One of the strangest things I've ever seen. And he's just furiously attacking his lunch with great gusto. You can tell he probably hasn't eaten in a few days in Shield Marshal custody. His skin on his face and also over the tops of his clothes, he looked as if he was a statue, but he was alive. And you could see right through him. It was unnerving.
Taking notes. This is nuts.
I delivered the supplies to my old friend Dash.
Boom.
She's a cattle rustler. Operates around these parts.
Yes, we were also trying to locate Dash.
Oh.
Dash's name was on Angelique's list.
Oh, then she's in great danger. If Angelique could frame me for murder from some gnome that no one's ever heard of, then surely Dash is next.
We must get these supplies.
You should look for her at a place called the Dead Spot. I promise nothing bad will happen there.
That sounds... Where is the Dead Spot?
Dash and I have had to hide out there from time to time.
Can we roll
it's
like
a great place to hide out when laying low.
Can we roll like an Alkenstar lore to see if we know anything about that place?
Yeah, you guys can roll an Alkenstar lore check.
Will you accept society?
No.
Okay.
But I love you.
I don't have Alkenstar
I don't like
lore.
Saying
it's
no
a
to you.
That's okay. That's a good roll, but
I'll
it's cracked.
I'll allow an underworld lore if you have that.
I got more Alkenstar. That sucks. I rolled it way worse on my real one.
Okay.
23.
Yep. 23 is not going to do it, but Rangeal gives you directions.
Okay.
And tells you that it's about 25 miles outside of Alkenstar, halfway between the city and the gunworks to the west.
Okay.
So
okay.
He gives you directions, then he adds,
You might want to consider hurrying. If this happened to me, we have no idea what could happen to Dash. If Angelique Lovelace is on our trail, she's corrupt, but she's good at her job. Oh, I said her name again. Dang it!
He spits twice.
We'll dash over.
That's a good pun.
Nice.
Give me one hero point.
He's not going to go with us?
No,
he's some old merchant who's been in jail for 6 days. What do you want him to do?
Is there anything you can tell us about Dash or information we can share that will earn her trust?
Good question,
that's
Varg.
A great question.
Like a code word.
Yeah, like mecha mecha hi, mecha honey honey ho.
Mecha mecha hi, mecha honey ho.
Remember that from Pee Wee's Playhouse?
I never watched that show.
Good for you. You won't be scarred.
So the wizard is from Geb.
The wizard is from Nex.
From Nex.
The wizard Ibrium is from Nex.
And he said that he was hired by Ibrium to acquire soda ash and white salt
Right.
Soda ash, white salt, and some chemicals.
And some chemicals for Ibrium?
Yeah.
But Ibrium was working
on
with...
behalf of Angelique Lovelace.
Right.
Okay. Where were you delivering the supplies to?
He delivered them to
Dash.
A cattle yard.
To Dash.
The Steamhaven cattle yards. Mm. And then Dash to Dash, who took them somewhere.
Were those okay. the only ingredients you were told to procure?
That was the most that I was told. I got everything on the list for this crazy wizard.
I gave it
to Dash, who was supposed to take it somewhere else. She had her own instructions.
I think that Lovelace split the real Pyronite formula between Ibrium and
so they wouldn't have
the other guy, so they don't have the full thing. She's the only one who is controlling the whole... I mean, if she has the real Pyronite formula, because this is not the fake stuff.
Which, how... did she get
I don't know. We got to talk to Gattleby.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if he'll know, but...
So we need to find Dash.
He said it's only a matter
supplies.
Of time, though. He said that himself. It's only a matter of time before someone else does this.
Yeah.
When you meet Dash at the dead spot, if you tell her that Rangel Foruza, the renowned river runner, sent you, then she'll know it was me.
That is a lot of ours.
The renowned river runner?
That's right.
Let's go.
The renowned remarkable. River runner.
The remarkable renowned... I'm going to add that.
The remarkable renowned river runner.
It should be, instead of renowned... it should be remarkable. That's a great... I'm gonna make that adjustment. But for now, the renowned river runner.
Really?
It's a nickname I gave myself that she said was stupid. And that's how I know... she'll know that you're coming for me.
Right on.
Ah, gotcha. Yes, you shouldn't give yourself nicknames.
Exactly.
Just, yeah.
That's the whole point, friend.
Yes.
I'm glad you guys are quick.
And well, I guess for lunch.
Oh, yeah. No, my pleasure. Thank you for saving my life.
No, our pleasure. Always happy to kill some shield marshals.
We are also another person on Lovelace's bad list, so we understand being falsely accused.
All right, and it sounds like we're going to travel to the dead spot next week.
Ooh. Yeah. Yes, we are.
Buddy.
Going
exciting.
To the dead spot.
The dead spot.
What do you guys think is going to be at the dead spot?
Some dead things?
Dead things. Necromancers,
yeah.
maybe, to fight?
Yeah, undead you
said,
things.
You
undead.
Said it's 25 miles outside of...
It's between
25 miles west between here and the gunworks.
Yeah,
here there. Being the bullet and barrel and sleep in...
Tarakal Star, yeah. Yeah, totally going to find some dead things there that aren't staying dead.
So we're going to be out in the mana wastes.
We will find out next week.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.